Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Who would ever have thought there could be so many ways to convert waste carbon dioxide from industrial emissions into something useful? Thanks to the Grand Challenge funding from Alberta's Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation, that number is growing by leaps and bounds. Take the process developed by RTI International, that's the Research Triangle Institute in North Carolina. Research chemist Dr. Paul Mobley explains.
So the conventional process for creating ethylene oxide takes ethylene and combines it with an oxygen that's separated from air, and we're able to do it through our catalyst using an oxygen separated from the carbon dioxide.
Once commercialized, this conversion process will significantly reduce carbon dioxide emissions.
So we completed a life cycle analysis, and we found that for every ton of ethylene oxide you produce, you reduce CO2 emissions by 4.7 tons. So a 250 kiloton ethylene oxide production plant would reduce CO2 emissions by more than 1.1 megatons per year.
Dr. Paul Mobley says ethylene oxide is a major building block for products like antifreeze and various plastics. Thanks today to the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.